Perhaps people won't go shopping at midnight because they can't afford it. Head over to thetakeaway.org. We're talking about the middle class and who is in the middle class and the decline of the middle class in the U.S. Here's a listener from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The middle class is shrinking because we are living on credit and well above our means. As a society, we're told we deserve cell phones, flat-screen TVs, and to own our own homes, when in fact, we do not make the income to support such luxuries, and we should not have them until we do make that money. Here's a listener who's struggling.
This is Alex from Oklahoma City. About 2 years ago, I separated from the military as an E-4 and basically fell flat on my face. Spent about a year hopping from one meaningless job to another and losing each and every one of them through little to no fault of my own. Spent a year living on credit, and as a result, current job I have now would be a middle-class job, but I'm so saddled with debt that I have nothing to show for that I really don't consider myself middle-class.
Count your blessings this Thanksgiving week. We'll leave you with this story of a listener in Detroit. I grew up in an upper-middle-class family that was hit hard when the economy fell. If not for crippling student debt and a constant stream of medical bills, I would be a young middle-class American living the dream. As it is, I am barely hanging on. Fresh from college, lucky enough to snag a well-paying job right out of the gate, but I wonder how much longer we can hold on to our middle-class status by the skin of our teeth. Let's stick together, folks. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.